Exodus chapter 2. And there went a man of the house of Levi, and took to a wife a daughter of Levi. And the woman conceived and bare a son. And when she saw him that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes, and dabbed it with slime and with pitch, and put the child therein. And she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. Baby Moses' mother put him in a basket and sent him up the Nile so he won't be killed by Egyptians. Meanwhile, from a distance, being watched by his sister to find out what happens as he floats up the river. Pharaoh's daughter came down to bathe in the water. Her maids walking along the riverside saw the basket in the middle of the reed. She told her, grab it and bring it to me. When she opened it, she got to see the child as he weak, compassionate, though she knew he was a child of the Hebrew. To the daughter of Pharaoh, his sister said, should I find a Hebrew woman so he can be fed? She told her, go. Maidservant called the child's mother. It's amazing to nurse her own child. She gave her wages. The child grew. She brought him to Pharaoh's daughter named the Moses. She said, 'cause I drew him out of the water. Moses, Musa, topmost wisdom, mighty words and deeds he learned from Egyptian Moses.